Our focus scripture this morning is taken from the book of Acts, the 20th chapter, verses 32 through 35. And this is where Paul speaks to the Ephesian church elders. Now I commit you to God and to the words of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself, when he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." God's word for God's people.
I love the story about how one Sunday, a pastor told the congregation the church needed some extra money and it just wasn't in the budget. So he asked the people to prayerfully consider giving a little extra in the offering plate that morning. He said that whoever gave the most would be able to pick out three hymns. So the offering plates were passed, and the pastor glanced down and noticed that someone had written a check for $10,000. Well, he was so excited. He immediately, with his joy, told the congregation about this and asked, "Whoever gave this check, would you please raise your hand?" And in the back of the congregation, slowly this hand went up. And the hand belonged to this quiet little old lady who was sitting near the back. And the pastor said, "We want to thank you, not just me, but all of us. So come on up." So she got out into the aisle and made her way to the front. She came and stood by the pastor, only about half his height. And he told her how wonderful it was. How wonderful how she gave of herself so much. And in thanksgiving for that gift, he would like her to choose three hymns. And her eyes immediately widened. A big smile came across her face as she pointed to three of the most handsome gentlemen in the church. And she said, "I'll take him and him and him." Well, she did give. And now she's ready to receive. Well, is this the kind of giving and receiving that we hear about this morning in our scripture from Acts? Is Paul talking about, hey, you give so you get back like that? Well, as we turn to the book of Acts, and I invite you to, chapter 20, verse 35, Paul writes, "In everything I did, I showed you by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." Is this opening story what Paul's talking about? Well, when Jesus says that it is more blessed to give than to receive, something often gets overlooked. We tend to think of it as only good to give, like the woman gave $10,000. But Jesus is also saying that it is good to receive, except if you're him, him, and him, maybe. It is blessed to receive. Think for a moment. God gives you all that you need physically. God gives you all that you need emotionally. God gives you all that you need spiritually. He gives it to you. And it's up to you whether to receive it or not. And God gives you his grace. As verse 32 says, "Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." So Paul is sitting here saying about how God is committed to you and to the word of his grace. He's giving you his grace, and it's up to you to receive it. Now, as I said at the beginning of the service, this word grace, it comes from the beautiful Greek word keres. And this word keres indicates everything that is charming, everything that is pleasant, that is cheerful, that is lively, that is lovable, all wrapped up in this one word. God wants to give people all that is charming, all that is pleasant, cheerful, lively, and lovable. He wants to give it. He wants to give you his grace, his charis. So, if God is the giver, then it is a blessing that you receive what God gives to you. How has God given to you? What have you received from God? Now, you've received from God. What are you going to do with what you receive? The end of verse 35 tells us what we're to do. As Paul writes, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Yes, it is a blessing to receive, but it's more blessed to give, to share. You know, when you look at it, everything that has life because everything gives, it shares. The ocean lives because it gives its water through evaporation. And through that evaporation, it becomes clouds. The clouds just don't hold on to that. The clouds give when they rain down on the dry land to receive. And the land receives it and then gives off minerals for the crops to receive and to grow. And the crops, corn, beans, oats, whatever they may be, they give us life as we receive those into our body. Or it goes into the feed for the cattle and the hogs, which we then again receive into us. And so we receive. Do we just hold on to it? Does it end with us? No. We are then to give. Give physically as you are able, such as these illustrations, but also give emotionally. Give mentally, using that brain God gave you. Give spiritually. All that God creates lives because it gives. Yes, it receives, but then it gives. And this also includes us. That is why, while receiving is a blessing, Jesus tells us at the end of verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. For you can only live when you give. And it is through the life of Jesus that we learn how we are to give what God has blessed you with. Our civilization would not be enriched without the giving of Christians. Every movement in civilization, having mercy, having caring, having nurturing, finds the Christian faith, at the beginning of it, giving. Where did the hospitals originate? With the Christian faith. Where did the care of orphans originate? With the Christian faith. Where did prison reform, women's rights, child labor laws, freeing of the slaves, as well as many other movements that we only take for granted today, originate? With the giving of Christians, the Christian faith. Yes, it is blessed to both receive and to give. In fact, you cannot give unless, of course, first you have received. Now, so often, when we think about giving, especially in a church environment, we think only of giving our money. And that is a part of the giving. But there's so much more that can be given as well. Veterans Day was this last Friday. Remembering and thanking those who gave of their service, who gave of their life. And what do we receive from that? Freedoms. Now, how are you giving from your freedoms? That's just one illustration in how God gives to you. And then you are to give of your gifts. God gives to you, and you are to give of your time. God gives to you, and you are to give of your prayers. God gives to you, and then you give of your presence when it's needed. God gives to you, and you give of your service as you are unable to. God gives to you, and then you receive, and then through your giving, you are giving a witness to how Christ is alive in your life. But let's face it. We oftentimes, we're like this goldfish in its fishbowl. Scientists placed a goldfish in a tight little goldfish bowl. Did a whole bunch of them. They were doing a study. And for months, the fish swim in small circles. Now, when those fish are released into a larger pond of water, they continue to swim in tight little circles. Even though they have this giant pond to swim in, they stay in their little tight little circle that they have been in previously for months. They do not know. The barrier is gone. God, through Jesus Christ, has broken down the barriers for you. For we often move in our tight little circles, don't we? Circles of getting what we want. Circles of keeping things. Circles of hoarding or clutching onto things. And in doing so, we are like the goldfish in God's wonderful, vast world. You stay in your own little circle of things. You stay in your own little circle of people. And you miss everything God does for you that is grace. Everything that God does for you that is charis. You miss all that God gives to you that is charming, that is pleasant, that is cheerful, that is lively, that is lovable. So how do you break out of that invisible barrier you put onto yourself? By praying, by being open to how God's Spirit is working through you, by looking at those challenges. And yes, it's a little scary, but God is with you through Jesus Christ. You have the promise of Jesus that your life will be more blessed, more charming, more pleasant, more cheerful, more lively, more lovable as you give what God has already blessed you with and you have received. What has God blessed you with? What has God given to you? How have you then shared that? For are you hoarding what God has given you, like living in your own little fishbowl? Or are you becoming more blessed by giving and realizing that you are not in your own little bowl, but in God's vast world. And that all that God creates, including you, can only truly live because you give. Let us bow our heads for a time of prayer. Giving God, you are always giving to us in good times and in hard times. Yet, it is often in the hard times we focus on how we want things to turn out instead of how you want things to happen. You give each of us the opportunity to be in prayer about a situation we are dealing with and to receive your guidance through the Holy Spirit and others you bring into our lives. So I invite you to pray for a situation you are dealing with and to be open to receive how God is giving you that guidance that is needed. While it is a blessing to receive, it is more of a blessing to give. So I invite you to give a prayer. A prayer for someone you know who is struggling in their life, and God has blessed you to be able to minister to them, to give to them God's grace, God's charis, through a silent prayer. And Lord, in addition to those we lift up silently, We pray for your grace, your cares, to be with all who are dealing with the death of a loved one. For it's through these loved ones that we mourn, we miss them, because they have given to us their cares. You have worked through them, and we have received from them. May we give of ourselves as you have blessed us with them. But Lord, we also pray for your healing power to be at work, whether it be physically or mentally, emotionally or spiritually, you are there. Whether it be a chronic condition and each day dealing with it, or an upcoming procedure, or recuperating from one, you are there. We have received your blessing. May we give from that. And Lord, we pray for you to be with all who are facing trials and tribulations in their life, that they may be open to receive what you offer to them. But also, may we be part of their blessing in however you've called us. For each of us have been blessed much more than we could ever imagine. And receiving those charming, pleasant, cheerful, lively, lovable blessings, we are given the opportunity to give. So I invite you to pray a prayer of thanks. Thanks to God for a blessing, or maybe two of them, that you are especially conscious of, and also how you can give from that blessing. And Lord, in addition to these blessings that we have lifted up silently, we thank you for the blessing of continually giving to us. May we be open to receiving those blessings. For your grace, your cares, your charming, pleasant, cheerful, lively, and lovable giving to each one of us through Jesus Christ, it's there for us to receive. To receive Christ as a part of our life. To get to share God's grace with others. So I invite you to receive Jesus as a part of your life through a silent prayer, whether for the first time or once again. Thank you, God, for being so patient with each and every one of us. For as we receive, may we also give. Just as we give through our prayers, that same prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.